And then Andy Bell went, "You're all missing a trick, guys. Can you not see?" They're like, "No." He goes, "Lidl by Tesco's."
Oh, yes.
And then Gem comes in.
Right.
And he goes, "Hi, do you remember me, guys? You're missing this. Lidl by Waitrose." And they're like, no, that's never going to work. And then they scrapped the idea, right. And then they came up with a whole brand new song called Little by Little.
Oh, I see.
And that is rock and roll fact.
Gosh.
And it's probably on a Now album somewhere, but I'm not searching for it. Now, the Karate Kid, the actual Karate Kid himself, Ralph Macchio, and the legend that is Jackie Chan. They are back because there's a new Karate Kid movie called Karate Kid Legends. If you're into Karate Kid, Cobra Kai, all of that, brilliant. And if you just remember the original, you're like, oh my God, I love the Karate Kid. They are on our show when we come back in just a few minutes.
The Chris Miles Show. Chris Moyle Show.
With the all-electric Škoda Elroq. Discover a mid-sized SUV ready to go.
Radio X. In 1925, a genius thought to layer milk chocolate on a digestive biscuit, and the McVitie's chocolate digestive was born. 100 years later, it remains the nation's greatest invention. Now, it's your turn. Could you come up with the next game-changing idea? McVitie's want to hear your inventions and will put the most creative ones on air. For a chance to win a whole heap of futuristic tech, share your invention with us at radiox.co.uk.
Which business insurance provider is trusted by nearly 1 million customers? Take it away, Gina.
Simply Business!
From builders to bakers to beauticians, if you need business insurance, join nearly 1 million customers who trust
Simply Business.
So search Simply Business today.
Simply Business.
That's enough, Gina.
Oh, Simply Business.
T's and C's and acceptance criteria apply. UK only.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine. Back in the room. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
This summer, get Sun Lounger flopping without all that website hopping with EasyJet Holidays. Package holidays start from £299 per person. And if you find the same holiday cheaper elsewhere, we'll beat the price. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights. Limited availability. See price guarantee online. Atom protected. T's and C's apply.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy! On today's 4 till 7, Fang, we declare amnesty for anyone who's made a U-turn recently. Plus, Radio Shorty's running lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the Pet Town Quiz. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a Fang.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
The Chris Moyle Show.
But the words of Peter Cetera from the classic film The Karate Kid. And Karate Kid Legends is back, and we're very excited to say that Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan are with us in the studio. Morning.
Nice job. Nice singing.
Yeah, thank you.
That was actually from Karate Kid Part 2.
Oh, God damn it.
For those keeping score out there. But thank you. I'd like to be serenaded. We both do.
Yeah. Jackie, did you like my singing?
He's a trained opera singer, so
I'm finished answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it.
Wow.
But you did train, though. You did train in singing.
I did train so many things. Luckily, we have so many teachers. We have a solfège, stickfège, and even the singing.
Yeah.
Even the singing.
Ralph, have you heard Jackie sing?
Oceans I have. Oh, he sings.
Day after day.
Oh, hey, oh. Oh,
you were always on my mind.
Oh,
you were always on my mind.
Oh,
it's just.
That was beautiful, Jackie.
Thank you.
That was lovely.
Ralph, you must be exhausted working with Jackie again.
You gotta with these young people, you have to stay.
What?
Thank you.
You gotta stay up to speed. Jackie's energy and enthusiasm is infectious. And his performances and his work ethic on set, he's the kid in the candy store who's making the candy.
It's so lovely to see the pair of you together. It really is, with my own eyes. This is a treat for me, let me tell you, I'll be honest. And also, Jackie, isn't it lovely? Because Jackie and I, we've met before.
A long time ago.
And I know you remember. I know it was a big deal for you. it was for the reboot of the film with Jaden Smith. And I have a photograph of us. So it's 2010. 10.
Yeah.
And none of us have changed at all, as you can see.
You have big change.
Yes. I was
during the big years.
Slightly bigger boy then. Yeah. Now.
No.
Now you look great. You look great.
The stomach is gone.
Stomach is going. The boobs are still there.
Yeah, but we hang on to those.
Little Jaden looks like he's 7 years old.
Yeah.
Jackie, you don't change.
You don't change at all, Jackie.
Looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Jaden's got big hair. Big hair.
And talking to people who don't change, obviously, Ralph, you're so used to this by now, but thank God, finally, Ralph is 30 years old.
I know.
So
which
it's taken a long time.
Yes. I've played 16 for 47 years.
Yeah.
I own that record. But it's good. Listen, they somehow step into a movie called Karate Kid, and I guess I have to carry it as long as as possible. But it's been... Yeah, I blame my parents for the youthful thing. But look, Jackie has everybody. It's part, if you're doing one of these movies, you got to stay on the young looking side.
Yeah, I get it. And also, congratulations, you got your black belt this year.
Yes, just as last
Wow,
last
amazing.
Yep, right before doing Karate Kid Legends, my stunt coordinator, the fight coordinator on Cobra Kai said, you're not leaving here without being tested. You've worked so hard.
Wow.
And they came and I was nervous, but it was nice. And it's nice to have to say, and how perfect now with this new movie heading out there, having that.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
That's
Thank
a great
you.
Thing to have. I have a black belt, but it is actually just a physical
just
black
it's
belt.
It's just a leather black belt.
Yeah. And as you can see from that photograph, I have a very big belt. Right. That I've
now
kept.
You can use it. You have two of them.
The film is lovely. It's a really lovely film. I saw it the other day. This is Karate Kid Legends. It is out in cinemas on May 28th. It's got a lovely feel to it. I can't describe it, but hopefully you'll agree. It's like a new film that nods back to the original film. You can watch, if you've not seen any of Cobra Kai, you can absolutely enjoy it. If you've been in and still are in that journey, you can still enjoy it. It's very well done.
Mm. Yeah, it has a fresh take for the next generation. It's got an urban feel to it, New York City. The style is shot, the fight scenes are shot in a very Hong Kong style, very Jackie Chan style.
Very.
You know, with the humor and the fighting, where the original Karate Kid was very wide cinematic. You played out those sequences in long kind of takes. This is a little different than that because... You know, we did that, and we did that right, and that you can't kind of touch that piece of that little bit of magic from back in the day. So how do you make it fresh but still have the connective tissue of the mythology of the original and the 2010 version? And we've combined it, and it's great for young people. There are not enough stories for families out there, so we're proud to be part of that.
It is Karate Kid Legends, and it does follow in the sense that Karate Kid, you can love that if you're a kid, you can love that if you're a grandparent. Mm. You know, everybody can enjoy it. I mean, you're old, Dom, you still like it.
I still love it, in fact. I mean,
Jackie, did you hurt yourself? Did you break anything when you were filming this movie? Because you've broken everything.
Luckily, nothing happened to me.
Oh, good.
Good. Okay. Good.
Because
well done.
I have Daniel and me and Ben Wong. Now I let Ben Wong to hurt a lot.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. He did it.
We trained him for 1.5 months and non-stop training.
Yeah.
Really?
Incredible.
Yes.
Wow.
Then you do... I just tell Ben, you have to do your own things. The audience will respect.
Yeah.
You just not like putting the mask, you know, someone double. Of course, we have someone standby, but he listened to me, they do their own things. I respect that, yeah.
And the audience can tell when you put yourself through that yourself, can't they? They can tell. They can really pick up on that.
Yes, the audience can tell, you know, because when the double going on, they will purpose to hide the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some lovely, I won't give too much away, but there's a lovely scene when the two of them are working with him, and they're saying, try this move, try that move, and this poor kid is getting the living crap kicked out of him. And just as you think, okay, enough now, he goes, okay, enough now.
Yeah, that's right.
It's lovely. But is there any part of your body that you've never broken?
From skull?
Mm. Well, you have a hole in your head, right?
Skull, nose, teeth, jaws, shoulder, crack, finger, elbow, lately I just hurt myself in the jungle.
Oh my God.
But he's, oh, what are we going to show? We got visual aids. We got visual aids.
Oh, yo,
yo. Ow. How did you do that?
Just Jackie. Jump from the, about higher, a little bit higher than that with the stick and do the kick. You know,
oh, yeah.
Like the what?
Listen, you.
Then jump and kick the guy. The guy dropped the iron box
onto your leg.
Yeah. Listen, ouch. Then I can continue fight until cut. Everybody, ah!
Yeah.
This is amazing. Said,
oh, give me ice. What's going on? Then I pull my leg. I said, hurry up. I need some ice.
There's more pictures coming.
More pictures.
It's a radio show.
Jackie's getting his phone out now.
To be fair, I did start it with showing photos.
Jackie,
I think it's time that you call Tom Cruise and ask him to help you out with some of these stunts. He loves all this.
I respect Tom Cruise. He just started.
He's a baby.
I just don't believe it. Yeah. Now he start do all kind of his own dangerous stunt.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's amazing.
Everybody should go and see the film. It's a great film. It is a pleasure. I could speak to the pair of you for hours, but we're really short on time. However, if I may, my girlfriend's niece, Lottie Charlotte, is obsessed with Cobra Kai, obsessed with everything Karate Kid, and she has recorded a question for you. Can I play it to you?
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is from my niece, Scarlett.
My question is, who would win a real fight between Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio?
Who would win in a real fight between Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio?
Mr. Miyagi.
Absolutely.
Very diplomatic.
Yeah. I just bow out of that one.
Okay, fair enough.
Jackie Chan has a wee bit more experience, and if I was a betting man, but we have too much mutual respect. Here's a quick short story. We're shooting. I'm pretty nervous coming on to Karate Kid Legends because I'm with the true Jackie Chan legend, and I was sharpening up my martial arts. My elbows bother me a little bit my knee. I'm getting a little miles on the road, and we were doing one scene and he had to take Ben and turn, and he must have moved his shoulder, and he was like, ow, ow, for a second. Jackie would go, ow, ow. I said, he feels pain. I'm okay. I can do that. And then we went back and we worked everything. But everything we did ourselves.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see the human side, Incredible.
It's lovely seeing you two together on screen.
Thank you.
And what's lovely is, because the storyline of the film is so good, you get so sucked into it that you kind of forget that you're going to be in it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because you're not in it from the beginning.
No, you just...
Jackie's in the film at the beginning, then he takes a good 20 minutes off or something like that. That's fine. And then he comes back. But it's a really lovely film. Everybody needs to go and see Karate Kid Legends. It's lovely. And please come back. I've got so many questions for the pair of you. I've got a million questions for you, Mr. Chan. I've got a million questions for you, sir. So many. But... thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Enjoy your time here. All the best. Everybody go and see the film. It is out on the 28th of May. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jackie Chan, Mr. Ralph Macchio.
Thank you.
Farewell to the fairground.
met, Dom, we just met the Karate Kid.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. And, on great form.
And Jackie Chan again, who obviously clearly remembered meeting us before.
Completely remembered it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. He was just playing it cool. Mm. Trick, wasn't he?
He showed us his leg.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan's leg.
I need to get some antibacterial cream on that, I think. Actually.
Ralph Macchio, good God. He like, I joke, but he finally looks like he's about 35.
Do you know how old he is, James?
Ralph.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, how old he looks, sorry.
How old do you think he looks?
50.
Right.
Yeah.
What is he?
49. No, he's not. He's 62, I
is
think.
Is he?
Something like that.
Something like that. And just got his black belt in karate this year.
Amazing.
He looks amazing.
Doesn't he?
It's unreal. And do you know how old Jackie Chan is?
Is he...
36.
36.
Yeah, 36.
Takes his toll.
Same as me, yeah. Same year.
Yeah.
See, doing all those stunts yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of ages a man, you know. The Karate Kid Legends is out in cinemas now. You can go and watch it today.
Weep for yourself, my man. You'll never be what is in your heart. Weep, little lion man, you're not as brave as you were at the start. Rate yourself and rake yourself, take all the courage you have left. And waste it on fixing all the problems that you made in your own head. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time. Didn't I, my dear? Didn't I, my... Tremble for yourself, my man. You know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man. You'll never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face. Your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really f***ed it up this time. Deny my dear. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I ripped it up this time. Deny my dear.
Show is put together beautifully.
It really is.
And sometimes it's a coincidence that it looks like it's put together beautifully.
Yeah.
So that's Mumford and Sons.
Hmm.
And of course, Marcus Mumford from Ireland. he is married to a woman.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that woman is in the brand new film, The Ballad of Wallace Island.
Yeah.
Which features Tim Key. And Tim Key is on the show today.
Yeah.
Talking about his movie, The Ballad of Wallace Island.
And Kerry Mulligan's in it.
Featuring Kerry Mulligan, and she's together. Married to Marcus Mumford.
Ah, and it's her birthday.
What?
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we're all going for lunch.
Are you?
Oh,
yeah.
Are you? Oh.
Yeah. She doesn't know, but I know where she lives.
Right.
So I'll do her. Okay.
Great.
About midday, and I'll go, cooey.
Cooey, Kerry Mulligan.
Show up with a picnic basket.
I'll just get a meal deal from Tesco.
For two of you?
Well, I don't know if Marcus is there, so I'll get three just in case.
Cater for three. Yeah. You know, could just be two.
Yeah. And do you know what? What are restraining orders these days?
Yeah.
They're not worth the paper
they won't
they're written on from the courts, are they? Anyway, Tim Key, who we love, has got this new film out, and he's going to come in and speak to us. I love the fact that it's Jackie Chan, the Karate Kid, and Tim Key, Sidekick Simon.
Yeah.
So all of them on today's show, and we'll do, it'll be in about 9:30, something like that. Meanwhile, it's 8:57, Dominic Byrne's got the 9 o'clock news next.
The Chris Miles Show. Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking. We are preparing for a departure from big roaming charges. Download the Saily eSIM app and use the code SAILYUK to get 15% off any Saily plan in more than 200 destinations until September 30th. All terms at saily.com.
Imagine your dream holiday made possible by comparing cheap flights on Kayak, walking on an unspoilt goes-on for miles beach on the Sardinian coast, plunging into the splendour of an idyllic lagoon in Greece. Ah, yes, this is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare prices from hundreds of travel sites and airlines to find your dream deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
It's full throttle exhilaration. It's Team Sport Karting, the UK's number one indoor karting experience. Make yourself a legend behind the wheel. Feel the thrill, battle it out, and be a champion for the day. With 37 tracks across the UK, there's a Team Sport near you, and now open in High Wycombe. Save 10% when booking online. Use the code GET10 on the Team Sport website. Verification at team-sport.co.uk.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery, managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Radio X. News update next.
Samantha? Samantha!
Go on. Reward yourself. Get £4 2D tickets at Cineworld when you book online using club card vouchers and visit between 27th of May and the 8th of June, celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Prices for standard 2D ticket, T's and C's apply. See tesco.com/cineworld.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
9 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, a man is still being held on suspicion of attempted murder at Liverpool's trophy parade on Monday. Merseyside police believe the car, which hit dozens of pedestrians, was able to follow an ambulance into the restricted area. Former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp was speaking at an award ceremony last night, and he said the incident puts the game into perspective.
It just showed the two phases of life. The most beautiful phase for a long, long time. The parade was incredible, the mood was incredible, and from one second to the other, everything changed because we then learned again. And there are more serious things in the world than football.
In other news this morning, the parents of a boy who died aged 15 weeks have told Radio X they believe the mould in their home contributed to his death. Akram had been living in a London flat deemed uninhabitable by an independent survey. Notting Hill Genesis, which managed the property, says it's working with relevant authorities ahead of the inquest in August. The King says Canada should stay strong and free. Charles got a standing ovation in the country's parliament. He didn't mention Donald Trump, but the US president recently said Canada should become part of America. And Thames Water has just been fined more than £122 million after following two investigations. It was found to have broken rules around dealing with wastewater. It's the largest ever penalty handed out by the regulator Ofwat.
Sport.
Chelsea can become the first club to complete the set of European trophies this evening. They're taking on Real Betis in the Conference League final, the only continental competition they're yet to win. These fans have been making the journey to Poland.
Our song is "We've won it all." We had won it all, and then UEFA went and made a new trophy just to stop us singing it. So we want it to be able to say we're the only club to have won all of them.
We need to start winning things, whether it's a Carabao Cup or a Conference League, whatever it is, a trophy's a trophy.
Emma Raducanu says exposure to the best players in the world will help her develop her game. She takes on French Open defending champion Iva Świątek at Roland Garros today. Raducanu says she's up for the challenge.
She's won it like four times, so it's a match where I can go out and really just, you know, test myself and go for my shots, because I know that, you know, if I just push the ball, I'm probably going to get eaten. So I need to like hit the ball, and I'm looking forward to that challenge.
Okay, she doesn't sound like that normally.
What was that?
I don't know what she was saying there.
Now, if you're familiar with the movie Galaxy Quest,
right,
where these people come down from space, from another planet.
Oh, it's very strange.
And they speak like this when they arrive on planet Earth.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they sound like.
Because she doesn't talk like that at all. So
are
I don't
you
know.
Making up clips with AI? Is
no, but happening? It sounds a bit like that, doesn't it?
I'm really hoping that I get through to the next round of the competition.
She's won it like four times, so it's a match where I can go out and really just, you know, test myself and go for my shots, because I know that, you know, if I just push the ball, I'm probably going to get eaten. So I need to like hit the ball, and I'm looking forward
That's
to that
weird.
Challenge.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Is that
a subliminal message that she's just told everybody?
Play it again.
Emma Raducanu.
She's won it like four times, so it's a match where I can go out and really just, you know, test myself and go for my shots, because I know that, you know, if I just push the ball, I'm probably going to get eaten. So I need to like hit the ball, and I'm looking forward to that challenge.
I feel we're funny now.
And also, doesn't she say she has to hit the ball?
Yeah, she's got to hit the ball. Well, you have to in tennis.
She knows that, though, right?
Yeah,
she already knew that.
You've got to do that in tennis.
Yeah, so I've got to hit the ball and get it over the net, and so the other person doesn't hit the ball, and then I get points.
Mm.
And if I get more points than she, then I will progress.
Yeah. Emma Raducanu there.
Lovely.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
A few showers in parts of England and Wales this morning, but there will be sunshine.
Will
as
there?
Well. Oh, there will.
Will
like
there?
You wouldn't believe there'll be sunshine. 22 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Will there?
There will.
This rain can do one. I don't like it. Get rid of it.
It's good for the gardens, isn't it?
But is it good for the gander?
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Oh. Hey, guess what?
Text us now. What's good for the gander?
What's our phone in this morning is what's good? What's good for the gander?
83936. Steve.
Jeff in Swaffham.
Oh.
We should save this for when Tim Key comes
in.
He can recreate his psychic Simon.
Absolutely. We'll take a few calls.
Our phone-in topic today is what's good for the gander? Simon, you've got some, haven't you?
Yes, I do, yes.
Yeah. Something inappropriate.
Tim's now listening going, no, I don't want to do that at all. Yeah,
that was a long time ago. That's a long time ago, guys.
Yeah.
Probably going to get eaten.
What's probably going to get eaten? What's wrong with her?
Yeah, she needs to hit some balls, otherwise she'll get eaten.
No, you idiot. She was talking about her brother.
Oh?
Yeah. And where he's going to go next. Is he going to go to Cambridge?
Agreed.
Is he going to Oxford?
Is it Harrow?
And Emma says...
Probably going to get eaten.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes. There you are.
Oh, jingle.
Well done. You've just made the worst joke on today's show.
It's my friend Imaginary Martin's birthday today. It's his birthday, everybody.
Yay, happy birthday.
Hey, Martin. Hey there, Martin. Guess what, Martin?
It's your birthday.
I bet you already knew that. Of course you knew that, Martin, because it's your birthday, Martin.
It's your birthday.
let's give him a two-song birthday message.
Happy birthday, Martin. Happy birthday, Martin. Happy birthday, Martin.
You're getting old.
Happy birthday, Martin. Happy birthday, Martin. Happy birthday, Martin.
You're getting old.
There you go.
The Chris Miles Show.
Look, I know it's not everyone's birthday, but it's Martin's birthday. And it's always special when you've got a birthday. And,
exactly.
And the whole day is about you, and it's lovely. And so, happy birthday, Martin.
And can I also just say, happy birthday to my daughter, Tilly, who unbelievably is 16 years old today.
No way!
How can that be?
In 2 years' time, she'll be engaged to Gav.
Oh, whoa! You've just ruined the day now. Happy birthday, Tilly, who I believe is probably still asleep, so I've not heard from her.
Oh, happy birthday, Tilly.
Happy birthday, Tilly.
Happy birthday, Tilly. Oh. Say happy birthday, Captain.
Happy birthday, Tilly.
James.
Happy birthday, Tilly.
Happy birthday, Tilly.
Oh.
She won't be listening, will she?
She's still asleep.
The whole thing is a waste of time.
Happy birthday to you.
Shabba.
Happy birthday to you.
That's lovely. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you can play it to her later.
Yeah, well, when she wakes up.
And she'll go.
Sleeping off a hangover.
She'll go, cheers.
She's not sleeping off.
She's going out drinking at 15, is she?
She doesn't like to.
These are the kind of kids that you're bringing up? Are you bringing them up or dragging them up?
She doesn't like to drink alcohol because she's underage. 908.
Hey, I was thinking of this the other day, and I was going to ask him when we were walking back the other day.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Mm.
So is it your eldest daughter?
Mm. Go on.
Can I?
I don't know what you're going to say.
Can I?
I was going to ask the question.
Yeah, probably.
Have I made this up?
Go on.
Your eldest daughter
is currently travelling around the world.
When you got married.
Yeah.
Did she laugh so hard she wet herself?
No. So that's Tilly. That was the youngest one.
That was Tilly?
Yeah, that was Tilly. Yeah, so she was with some friends. They were drinking J2Os. Somebody started saying something and they, yeah, they had. She'll love you. For
well,
that.
I think she told
happy
me.
Oh,
she told I think you, yeah. She said because I remember they were sitting in like a little booth.
In a little booth at the
and
pub.
And I think she went, I just laughed so hard. I think I just wet myself.
She did, yeah.
What made her laugh so hard?
I don't know. I think it was Uncle Chris.
I don't think it was.
Oh, was it not you?
I don't think so.
Was it a speech?
Yeah.
Can we get her on the? We'll phone her up live now.
Absolutely.
And we'll go. Hi.
Do you remember when
you wet yourself?
Do you remember when?
At your dad's wedding?
Yeah.
And something like that.
Oh, she's awake now.
Oh.
She's awake now.
She is awake.
Ask her about when she wet herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also say happy birthday when you're washing.
Oh, yeah. That's a PS, isn't it?
Have you...
PS, it is your birthday.
Have you got her a present?
Yes, got her a present.
Have you bought her a car?
Is it a crate of cider?
Haven't bought her a car.
Her own flat?
No, she's got to wait a little bit for her
MS handbag?
No, not yet.
Rolex watch?
Oh, yeah, got a Rolex.
Yeah. Off that photo in the pub?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rolex Ronnie.
Rolex with a W.
Yeah.
Rolex. I'll get one.
What does she want for a birthday?
We're going to go and watch Wicked.
Oh,
Wicked.
Or with a W. Yeah.
With a W. And
when? In the theatre or the cinema?
Theatre.
Okay, good.
What, today?
Yeah, I think tonight.
Have you got to do that?
Is the plan. Yeah, I've got to do that. I want to do that.
No, you don't.
Tilly's birthday, isn't
no,
it?
You don't.
It's meant to be very
good. The last thing you want to do is come all the way into London to watch a show that you're not bothered by.
I want to do.
If you wanted to see Wicked, you might have gone to see it, I don't know, any time over the last 20-odd years.
Yeah, I mean, this is what she's wanted to do for her birthday, so that's what we're doing. Yeah. I'm delighted
she
to be doing it.
She doesn't want you there, though, does she? She wants her mates with her.
Well, yeah, ideally, she wants...
Give you a ticket up. You can stay home. I have a few lagers, go to bed.
You're not a dad, are you?
No.
No, you've got to play with dad. You've got to play
with an iPad.
Not that you know of.
Exactly.
That's lad. I mean...
Lad.
So that's the plan.
Yeah, that's the plan tonight.
So what? So that's what she wanted. She wanted tickets to go and see Wicked.
Exactly, yeah. So that's what we're going to do. And then she's got some nice bits, which I'm not going to say because she won't have opened them yet.
Okay, can I guess?
Because you didn't know what they are.
She's got,
I wrapped them.
She got a carton of Camel Lights.
No, not Camel Lights.
Right.
I mean, no, she hasn't got a carton of Camel Lights.
Right, bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yes.
Camel Strongs.
I haven't bought her alcohol and cigarettes.
Some of those magic chocolate cigarettes. We were talking about chocolate cigarettes earlier.
Well, if we get some sent in.
Wow. Yeah.
No, she's got some lovely stuff. Some lovely things. Like what?
Tamagotchi.
No, James.
A new car.
Tamagotchi. Still not a car.
Sure.
Yeah.
She's got a year to learn.
A motorbike.
No, although, yes, she can, can't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
A little 50cc.
Yeah, get her a little Vespa. Imagine. Yeah.
Do some wheelies. Don't do that.
That'd be fun, actually.
Can I get something? Can I...
Well, it depends. Does it go,
on what?
Does it go down the Camel Lights Jack Daniels route?
Well, yeah.
Stroke moped.
I like the idea of giving out memorable gifts.
Okay, well, absolutely. And so do I. Stuff that you're...
Can I buy her a horse?
Right, okay.
Can you... Garden.
I like the idea of buying something for her, which is amazing, but ends up being a real pain in the backside as a gift. So I've like for example, I buy her a sheep.
Yeah.
She can,
now,
how do you look after a sheep?
It'll fertilize
I'm not
your
a
garden.
Horse expert. We do have a garden, but where does the horse live?
Put a peg in it and tie it. I don't know.
Well, you've got to build a stables in your garden, Doc.
You've got a summer house.
Yeah,
it's not going in there. So just chop a little bit out of the skylight.
Stick his head
through it. Jobs are good.
Until you get a horse.
Does she smoke cigars?
Not yet.
Would a box of cigars be funny?
No, it'd be funny, right. But she wouldn't smoke.
And a different coloured lighter for each cigar.
Radio.
Brilliant.
Coming up, more of Chris Moyles, because he's the host of the Chris Moyles Show.
That's right, that's me. Hello there.
Sorry, I'm just getting ready to laugh, because we're chatting to comedian Tim Key shortly.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Plus, on tomorrow's show, we're making a right old splash as we chat to the diver, Tom Daly.
Oh!
But right now, we're diving into the final hour of the Chris Moyles Show.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
What have you got?
I had a text from Tilly.
Yeah.
Who wants a lamb.
Oh, so she doesn't want a sheep.
She doesn't want a sheep.
She wants a lamb. Brilliant. They're even cheaper.
Right. She just wants a lamb.
All right. What? Tilly, don't worry. Your Uncle Chris will come to the rescue with a baby lamb.
One of these days, the ground will drop out from
Somebody said we should check Dominic's phone to see if his daughter did actually say, I'd rather prefer a lamb than a sheep. Or is it just Dominic going, oh no, looking after a lamb will be way cheaper than looking after a sheep. So he therefore made up the message.
She says, I'd love a sheep,
yeah,
but only as a lamb.
Oh, did he?
Is that she watching?
So is she listening now, or did he text her?
No, she's listening now.
All right, happy birthday, Telly.
Happy birthday.
Do you remember that time you wet yourself at your dad's funeral?
It wasn't my funeral.
Oh, sorry, you went in. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God, Tilly. Wow. No, your dad's fine. Yeah. Jeepers, what am I saying?
It was wedding. I mean, for some people, it's the same thing, but not for me.
I was trying to embarrass you then. I've just killed your dad.
That said, happy birthday, Tilly. What a thing to hear on your birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday, Tilly.
No, when your dad got married, I think I was with you at the time. Yes. I think she said, I've just laughed so much. I've wet myself.
Yeah, she had too much J2O, I think.
There you go. £95 for an easy care breeding lamb.
Yeah, but what do you... All right, you buy a lamb.
You can't just buy one because they need a mate. Sure. They've got to have a buddy.
So two lambs.
£190.
Right. I'll buy that. I'll buy that now.
Right, okay. But where do you put them?
It's not my problem, Don.
Exactly right. It's not your problem.
It's Tilly's problem. I mean, it's Tilly's gift.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, isn't
it? Tilly, if you're listening, you can either have two lambs, carton of cigarettes, bottle of Jack Daniels, a scooter.
Jeez.
Or... I've got a mate in the pub who gets knockoff stuff, but I can't promote that on there.
Yeah, no, you can't.
So it's
well, you can't really, but yeah, you can't really buy other stuff like that for a 16-year-old either.
What do you mean?
She's typing.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is good. This is exciting.
Two lambs.
No, she's not having two lambs.
Can I get
not having a lamb?
How about
James?
Split the difference, Chris? Can I get one lamb and 100 cigarettes?
Oh dear. Maybe no, she's stopped typing now. I think
okay.
She's thinking of names.
She's typing something and she's like, you know, why am I getting involved in this? Yeah, I've got things to do.
Exactly.
Well, happy birthday, Tilly.
So I'm buying livestock. That's excellent.
Tim Key is going to be on the show. Is he in the building yet?
Not yet, no.
God's sake, Tim.
Love Tim
Key. Let me check.
He is, he's got a new film which comes out on Friday. I just watched the trailer for it. Don watched the whole film yesterday and said, it is lovely.
It's absolutely lovely. It's very funny and very poignant in places. I had a bit of a cry, actually, yesterday. But I laughed out loud many times. It's brilliant.
Well, we'll talk to Tim Key about that when he gets here in whenever he gets here. Tim Key is on the show very soon. It's 20 past nine. We'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show.
I'm going to play the Kooks and the Radio X Factor of the Week in just a few seconds.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Do it all with the new all-electric Enyaq.
Radio X.
Do it all with the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. For pre-dawn cycle, then pick the kids up from a sleepover, rush to swimming lessons, squeeze in the weekly shop, pop round to the in-laws, pick up a well-earned flat white, get home to pack for your business trip, take the dog for a quick walk, turn squirrel chase, then finally make it to that new small place restaurant everyone keeps going on about, people.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
It's the summer of loving, long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Graham, are you on Giffgaff or something?
Yeah, they just gave me 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month.
Is that why you're up a tree whistling like a blue tick?
Yeah, it just felt right.
Okay.
Now get a massive 50 gigs of data for only £12 a month from Giffgaff. 18-month commitment required. Terms and data roaming restrictions apply. See giffgaff.com/terms.
With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy! On today's 4 till 7, thang, we declare amnesty for anyone who's made a U-turn recently. Plus, never mind the rise of the machine, we bring you techies! The 4 till 7 thang. From 4 till 7, it's a thang.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Ring a ding dong. It's time for a song.
Radio X.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out, not about to lie down for your cause. But you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Tuesday, she was in her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it. And these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell them you're a keeper, not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. In her own way. But she came to my show just to hear about my day. I love her because she moves in her own way. She came to my show just to hear about my day.
I'm saying it.
No, but let me confirm.
Yeah, I'll confirm.
Oh, okay.
You're fired.
This is not good.
Captain, you've been promoted.
Congratulations, Captain.
Well, hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll find out.
Do you think that might be true?
Psychic Simon might not be on the show today, as in Tim Key, the brilliant actor.
Yeah.
He clearly doesn't listen to the show because he would have messaged saying, no, it's not today, guys.
There's a bit of confusion as to whether it's today or whether it's another day.
Yeah. We'll sort it out. In the meantime, I have material.
Right. Good.
I, Chris Miles, I'm big time Radio X DJ, as you know.
Yeah.
And I got an email yesterday from Radio X.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know if anyone else got an email from Radio X. Actually, like, they sent an email out.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did they say?
No one actually talked to me about it. No one mentioned it to me. I thought they might have done. And it says 2-for-1 tickets to see Chris Moyles live in London.
Oh.
And I'm like, what's this? 3 days of food, music and unforgettable vibes.
Mm.
Pub in the Park is heading to Gunnersbury Park in London from the 30th of May to the 1st of June. That's this weekend.
Right.
Bringing its unbeatable mix of top chefs, incredible eats, and iconic live music. The best part, you've got access for 2-for-1 tickets. This is the email that I got. Mm. So I can get 2-for-1 tickets to go and see me.
Right, I didn't get that email.
I didn't get that.
Do you not subscribe to Radio X?
Yeah,
I do.
Let me check.
Have a little check.
Is that from my friends at Pub in the Park?
It's from Radio X. Right?
Mm.
Anyway, goes on to say, expect epic performances from none other than Radio X's Chris Moyles.
Very nice.
Who is unleashing his 90s handover DJ set.
Now, it sounds like you said handover.
Yeah, I'm reading it off the email.
Oh.
Yep.
What are you handing over?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I'm unleashing my 90s handover DJ set.
Hmm.
Well, you're handing over cheap tickets, my guy.
Well, it looks like I'm going to be in the ticket office. I thought I was on stage headlining the event, but it turns out I'm handing over.
Two, please. There you go, sir.
There you are. Thank you. Enjoy the show. As well as great tribute acts Blur 2, Noasis and Pulped. This is Friday night in London.
Right.
To redeem, choose the session you want to attend, enter Miles and the password, blah, blah, blah. That's good, isn't it?
I think there's a chance that only you got that email.
Yeah.
Because there's people listening.
There's also a chance that they didn't check it because it's a 90s hangover, not hangover.